We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. We're here for our reality chat. How are you, Rochelle?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening in your world?
Still homeless, so that's stressful.
Oh, not on the street. You've signed a contract to sell your home.
Yes. Yeah, we've signed the contract. Looking for a home, and I don't like it. I like it if I had no budget.
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing.
And do you know what? I don't like real estate agents. Putting it out there, if there is a good real estate agent out there, then come show yourself. I've met probably in this process, we've looked at almost 80 houses.
Oh, my God. You've found two good ones.
Real estate agents, yes. The rest, goodness. Like, no, they just... Up there. I used to be used car salesman. Remember that was the thing? But now I don't really think that's the thing. It's more these real estate agents. Like, mate, I'll pay you extra just to act normal. That's what I would do.
If you had the money, but you don't.
I don't. No, let's be honest. No one's getting paid anything. That's why they're acting like dicks.
Oh, you poor bitch. Oh, my God. I don't envy you. They say that moving house... And like selling houses and everything is one of the most stressful things you can do in your life.
It is really stressful. It's just seeing how much what in your head what a house of a certain value would look like to compared to what it is, and then also seeing how some other people live. Because let's be honest, you need it clean. Okay, we're coming through. You know we're coming through. We have a popped in. This was arranged. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's just very different. But we'll get there.
You will. Well, I've had a big week. Oliver had his grommets put in on Tuesday, which was really quite easy. I wasn't too worried about it, but I'd heard that when they wake up from the surgery, they can be a little bit distressed. He was just wanting his bottle. So they called me in and I just gave him his bottle and there were no tears. And they all kept coming over, all the different nurses at different times checking on him, going, he's not crying, he's not upset. And it's like, no, he just wants his bottle and his bunny, which stinks. This fucking bunny. I almost have to wash it daily now because he's got this thing, right? I know you're not meant to, but you give him a bottle at bedtime and he's in his cot, he puts himself to sleep. I'm like the worst mother. I put him in bed with a bottle. He's apparently too old for a bottle, and I have an iPhone, an old iPhone plugged in, playing Kiri and Lou on ABC Kids all night because it's really dark colors and it's really far away, so he's not close to it, but it's just there. It's got lots of songs and stuff, so I literally am giving this kid screen time for the entire night. But he sleeps and he does this thing where he puts the bottle, even if he hasn't finished it, underneath him with the bunny, and then sleeps on his tummy. And I think the milk is getting into the bunny, and so it's just getting this foul smell. And he's refusing all other bunnies. Like, it has to be this particular beige, one of those, what are those bunnies called? Those
jelly cats?
The jelly cats, yeah. And I got him a beautiful burnt orange one with his name embroidered on it, and he's like, he just keeps throwing it out of the cot. He literally says, piss off. I don't want this bunny in my cot.
Yeah.
So anyway. Yeah. So yeah, back to the grommets. He's all fine. He's all recovered. And hopefully now no more ear infections because he had like 9.
Yeah, that's a lot.
12 months. That's a lot for a little kid. But he's such a chill baby that we didn't even know that he was having them. And then, you know, like discharge would come out of his ear like, ugh, like it was that bad, but you wouldn't know he was that sick because he was that chill about it. So anyway, that's a bit gross. There's a lot of discharge and bad parenting advice in the first couple of minutes of our chat.
It's not bad. I think it's important to do what works.
Correct.
And this whole, they can't have the bottle after this stage. I did that with Hudson, my first 6 months. No bottle, this, that, sippy cups. Scarlett, she'd still have a bottle if I let her. So I don't think it's necessarily bad parenting advice. Like, of course, maybe don't cook meth and all that sort of stuff. But I feel like there's levels. And giving a baby a bottle over the age of one is not one of those things.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, speaking of parenting, remember last week when we were talking about Bluey and I said I was a bit over Bluey? Well, we have a trip booked at the end of the year. We're going up to the Gold Coast and we thought we'll drive up to Brisbane and go to Bluey's World as part of this trip. So it's all been planned around incorporating Bluey into it and the kids are all excited. I find out a week ago that Bluey's World is only until September. So me being the organized queen that I am, jump on and book a quick weekend trip to Brisbane in June. So we're tying it in with my birthday. So I get to be at Bluey's World on my birthday. You know, dream come true for me. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'd come to terms with the fact that that just had to be done to have that experience. I shit you not, 48 hours later, it's on the news. Bluey's World's been extended. It's so popular. We're keeping it. Oh, my God. I'm so angry at myself.
Two trips.
June.
Are you driving?
No driving, flying.
Both times.
Yeah. So fly to the Gold Coast for one trip, fly to the Brisbane airport for the other. Oh, from Melbourne with three kids. Pray for me.
Well, at least you said it is fixed. That'll be better.
Yes, good test. Oh, and little breaking news. I'm 99% sure I haven't got the notification, but I think I'm going to be on TV this weekend. I'm going to be on the 1% Club. So I was a contestant about, well, nearly a year ago, flew up to Sydney for that. So keep an eye out for me. You may or may not see me.
I can't ask questions. I was going to ask questions, but I'm not going to ask questions. You're not going to give anything away.
Well, I'm not going to be allowed to, no. But we can talk next week in our chat about it and about the whole experience. Yeah, for sure.
Which meeting? We've got any breaking news this week?
The only thing that I had noted down was that we've got a premiere date for Mormon Wives on Disney, is it? Disney? 15th of May. And you were saying that the Mormon Wives are on the second episode of Vanderpump Villa.
Yes. So I think I'm almost finished Vanderpump Villa. They make an appearance on there.
Yeah. Or I'll watch it. I'm only up to the first episode. Is it any good?
Stassi's on there. The big thing was that Stassi was going to be on there. So she's on there with her whole family. Has she arrived yet?
No. I haven't paid enough attention to the episode.
She's staying there as a guest to be Lisa's eyes and ears when Lisa's not there, basically to try and bring some ratings, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I don't understand the whole concept. I find the more I watch Lisa now, I find her encouragement of certain behaviours annoying.
And problematic.
Yes. I don't think it's right when you've got like these young 20-somethings and they're dealing with all these things, and the way that she deals with toxic masculinity and the way that she speaks to the girls sometimes, I'm like, it doesn't sit right with me, and I'm noticing it more and more.
Yeah. The other thing I just wanted to touch on really quickly was that the And Just Like That premiere for season, is it three? I think
three.
Yeah, that's coming this month as well, I'm pretty sure. I can't wait for that.
So we didn't have one last year. It's been over a year.
Yeah, it was a really long time. You can tell when shows like Emily in Paris and Just Like That are on TV, because I start dressing a little bit weird. I start walking into my wardrobe going, yeah, I'm going to throw that fur coat on with those, you know, skinny whatevers and this extra large headband thing on my head, and I jump on Temu and Shein and buy all these outrageous accessories and think that I can get away with it. And then I very quickly realize as soon as the show is over that this is not my reality that I'm living in right now. I do not live in New York City. If I cannot get away from that, I am not Carrie Bradshaw.
You try. I try.
Yeah.
Wear it to Blue as well. We'll be cute.
I will.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.